Sunday story. Listen for what does the Lord need in this story? What does the Lord need? And it came to pass, as he was getting near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village opposite, in which, at your entering, you shall find a colt tied, on which no man ever sat. Loose him and bring him. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you loosing him?' thus you shall tell him, 'Because the Lord has need of him.' And they who were sent went and found as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, 'Why are you loosing the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of him.' And they led him to Jesus, and throwing their garments on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he went, they spread their garments in the way. And when he was now near the descent of the Mount of Olives, all the multitude of the disciples, rejoicing, began to praise God with a great voice for all the works of power they had seen, saying, 'Blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees from among the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke thy disciples.' And he, answering, told them, 'I say to you, if these should be silent, the stones would cry out.'" So, in this story, did you hear what the Lord needed? What did he need? Yes? He needed the colt. That's right. And did he need those two disciples to go and get the colt for him?
Yes.
Yes, he did. And do you think he needed all those people to lay down their garments in the road and lay down palm branches and cheer and cheer? Yes?
Because they wanted to.
Yes, he did need those people to do that, didn't he? He even said to the Pharisees, if all these people should be quiet, the stones would cry out. He needed those people to do that, didn't he? We can think of some other stories in the Word where the Lord needed people. Do you remember who it was who heard the voice of the Lord at the burning bush? Who was that? What was his name, do you know? Heard the voice of the Lord at the burning bush, yes? Moses. And what did the Lord need Moses to do? Do you remember? He was going to lead the children of Israel? Okay. He was going to lead them out of Egypt to the promised land. And Moses thought, oh, that's too hard. I can't do that. But the Lord said, I will be with you. And who was it who heard the Lord calling to him three times before he realized that it was the Lord calling him? Who was that? Do you remember his name? Was it Moses this time? His name begins with S. Samuel, right. And what did the Lord call Samuel to do? He called him to be a prophet, someone who hears the voice of the Lord and tells people, what is the Lord saying? Another prophet, his name was Isaiah. He heard the Lord saying, who shall I send? And who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here I am, I will go. And the Lord said, okay, you're the one. I need you to go for me and tell the people what I have to say. And he did. How about your papa and your mama? Does the Lord need them to do a good job of helping you grow up?
Yes.
Yes, he does need them, doesn't he? And how about your papa's daily work that he does every day? Does the Lord need your father to do a good job of helping other people in his work? Yes, he does. And how about you? Does the Lord need you? Does the Lord, for example, if you're playing after church and you see a little child who's crying, maybe he's hurt, or maybe he's lost and he can't find his mama, does the Lord need you when you see that child crying to help him or her find his mama? Does the Lord need you? Yes, he does. He's the Lord's calling you at that time and say, I need you to help this little child. It's a wonderful thing to be needed, to have something that someone else needs us to do, we can do to help them, and they are happier because of what we did. In fact, it's the most wonderful thing that there is about living in this world or in heaven forever. And no matter how many angels there are, forever and ever and ever, the heavens are going to get fuller and fuller of angels. The Lord has a special job that he needs each and every angel to do, a job that they can do better than anybody else, and the Lord gives them the talents and gifts to do that job so that they know they're helping other people, and that's what makes them happy. And that's one of the things that people were cheering about when they rode in, the Lord rode into Jerusalem. In the Lord's kingdom, there will be a useful job for everyone to do. So, when you hear your mama and your papa saying, I need you to do something, or they say, it's time for you to do your chores now, don't feel grumpy. Say to yourself, hey, I'm big enough to do this job. I'm smart enough to do this job. That's pretty cool. And my mama needs me to do this. If I don't do it, she'll have to do it, or someone else will have to do it. I can help her. That's pretty neat. And if the job seems too big or too long, remember Moses. What did the Lord say to him? He said, I will be with you, and then you can do it. And did Moses lead the children of Israel out of Egypt all the way to the promised land? Did he do that?
No.
Actually, he did it. He did. It was a very hard job, but he could do it because the Lord was with him. And the Lord will be with you too. And you will grow up and be able to do better and better, more useful, helpful things. And you will be happy, glad that you can help. Amen.